This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Bihar. He inaugurated the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Nalanda district. The Prime Minister also visited the ancient ruins of World Heritage Nalanda University in Rajgir, which has deep connection with the newly built university. Nalanda University is conceived as a joint collaboration between India and East Asia Summit EAS countries. The inauguration ceremony was attended by Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Several eminent personalities, including the heads of missions of 17 countries, were also present at the function. Equipped with state-of-the-art infrastructure, the university campus is spread over 450 acres. Based on the theme of environment conservation, the campus has been made as a net-zero green campus. For energy and other needs, the university is self-sustainable with a solar plant, domestic and drinking water treatment plant, water recycling plant for reusing wastewater. It has several water bodies spread over the 100-acre area and many other environment-friendly facilities. The first batch of the students at the university was enrolled in 2014 and classes were started in a makeshift campus in Rajgir. Chief of Naval Staff CNS Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed about various operational, administrative and infrastructural activities being progressed by the Indian Navy. He was assured of the Navy's commitment to remain combat ready at all times and to safeguard national maritime interests while focusing on Atmanirbharta in capability building. On World Sickle Cell Day today, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will attend a state-level program organized in Dindori, Madhya Pradesh. This program will be organized at Government Chandravijay Mahavidyalaya Dindori at 11 a.m. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and ministers of the state government will also be present in the program. Union Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary yesterday conducted a comprehensive review of the operations of the Directorate General of Training, DGT, in New Delhi. He appreciated the efforts of the DGT towards reinvigorating and reimagining one of the long-standing skilling ecosystems and adding more than 5,000 institutions over the last decade. He emphasized that while ITIs have their equity, they need a renewed focus. Mr. Chaudhary reiterated the government's commitment to transforming the skill development landscape in India. He expressed confidence that focused efforts would significantly contribute to building a skilled workforce capable of meeting the demands of a rapidly changing global economy. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan attended an industry roundtable on U.S. initiative on critical and emerging technologies in New Delhi yesterday. Both Indian and U.S. National Security Advisors emphasized the importance of India and the U.S. leading in technology. In Tamil Nadu, the Coast Guard is holding the Sagar Kavach, an exercise involving all maritime security agencies for 2 days beginning today. Indian Navy, Marine Police, Fisheries Department, Customs and other security agencies will coordinate and conduct the exercise till tomorrow. The fishing communities will be engaged in this rehearsal. This is a regular exercise to highlight the importance of coastal security in the country and pass on important information about the movement of any infiltrators in the coastal areas. In the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on 21st June, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip on social media demonstrating Shashankasana, or the hair pose. The clip described the health benefits of the posture and provided detailed instructions on how to perform it. It highlighted that Shashankasana helps in relieving constipation, back pain and decreasing tension and anger. Patients suffering from high blood pressure and arthritis were advised to take precautions while performing this asana or avoid it altogether. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 round is beginning today. All the matches of this round will be played in the West Indies. The first Super 8 match will be played today between the USA and South Africa at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. India will take on Afghanistan in their first match tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.